Hey, this is Andrew, the pastor of Ellick Southern Baptist Chapel. I want to thank you so much for listening to this sermon, and I hope that you will join us soon. Feel free to contact us with any questions or with any needs, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 8. So, we'll start verse 1. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he came again to the temple. All of the people came to him. He sat down and taught them. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery. Placing her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. Now, in the law of Moses, commanded us to stone such a woman. What do you say?" They said this to him to test him, that they might have something to charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger on the ground. As they continued to ask him, he stood up and said, "Let him who is without sin among you be the first to throw a stone at her." This, I feel, is like one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. It's Jesus saying, there's no one among any of us, not me, not you, not anybody in the world who is allowed to judge one another. The only true judge is God and Jesus. And he answers this test by using the word of God, by using his faith to back him up. He never denies that he could not judge her. He chooses not to. And I feel like we can do the same. Jesus is tested so many times in the Bible. And throughout all of the tests, he always uses the word to back his argument. He never says, "I'm so great. The reason I can do this is because of me." He always uses the word. He always uses his Father. He always uses his faith to back up his argument. We see him do this again in Matthew chapter 4. I don't really have it marked, so. Matthew chapter 4, the devil tempts Jesus 3 times, and he really just, he tries to get him to fall. He tries to get him to mess up, to fall. It says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.' But he answered, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" This test, he never denies that he couldn't, because we all know if Jesus wanted to, he could turn those stones into bread right then and eat them. He could feel better, he could do everything. But he chooses not to, because he uses the word to back his argument that it says not to, so I won't. He never denies that God wouldn't turn those stones into bread. He never denies that he couldn't do it, because he very well could. He just uses the word to back his argument. He uses the word to protect him. Same thing with the second. "Then the devil took him to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike a foot against a stone.'" The devil is using Jesus' same weapon against him. He's using the word to say, "If you fall, the angels will protect you, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus then replies, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord God to test." He uses the word to back his argument. He never denies that he couldn't do it, because if he did throw himself off that building, he'd be got. He wouldn't fall, he wouldn't die. But he uses the word to back his argument and pass the test. Third time, he took him to all the kingdoms, top of the mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their glory. Again he said to them, "All these I will give to you, if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and only you shall serve. Let me ask you a question. If Satan brought you up to the top of the world, showed you everything you could ever want, and said, all you have to do to get this is proclaim my name, it'd be pretty hard to say no. Think of everything you've ever wanted. If Satan said, you can have this if you just fall down. Simple as that. Just fall down and worship me, and you can have all of this I showed you. It'd be pretty hard to say no. But you can use the word to protect yourself. Use it as a weapon. Use it to your advantage. And then you pass. Jesus passed by using the word. Many times in the Bible, it shows Jesus being tested. It shows people coming up to him, trying to get him to fall, trying to get him to prove that he's not the Son of God. Every time he passes, every time he uses the word, he uses his Father, he uses something to help him pass. He doesn't rely on anything but the word of God alone. Ephesians 6:17 says, take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, where is the word of God. The entire thing of the armor of God is based on using everything in this book to your advantage, using everything to help you protect against it. You don't need any other defenses. You don't need anything else to fall back on except the Bible, Jesus, and your faith. It's foolproof. You can't mess up when you have it. Just as Jesus answered the test of the word like he does, you can use it. Let's say you're driving on the interstate and someone cuts you off in traffic. What's your first response? It might be yell at them. It might be like, that idiot just cut me off and he made me so mad. Or you could say, well, maybe he's having a bad day. Maybe he's rushing to get somewhere. Maybe he's going to the hospital. You can't jump to conclusions. You can just use your salvation, what the Bible tells you. It says be kind to your neighbor. Don't curse anybody. And you can use that and you can be like, oh, I'll pray for them. I'll make sure that they improve. I'll make sure that they can get. The only common denominator here in every single one of the examples I brought is the word. The word is one of the most powerful things you can ever have. It has all the answers. It has so much useful information that you can use. It's your biggest defense. This right here is your biggest defense in everything. Say you're having a bad day at work, you can fall back on this. Instead of falling back on what you would usually do, you might be like, I had such a bad day, I'm just going to lay on the couch and do nothing. I'm just going to try to bottle it all up and figure out the rest. You can go right here. Has every single answer. You may be like, I don't read the Bible enough. I haven't read the Bible all the way through. I can't recite verses from memory. You don't have to. All you have to do is just do a little reading now and then. Read a verse a day. Soon a verse becomes two. Two becomes three. Three becomes a whole book, a whole chapter. Soon you've read the whole First Testament, the whole New Testament. It just all unfolds. Soon enough, you've read the Bible. Soon enough, you're asking questions about the Bible. Soon enough, you're learning more. You're going to small groups. You're going to Bible studies. You're going to church more. You're teaching more. Soon, you'll have what you need. This can solve any problems you might have. It's not anything that you can't do to just open up the book and read. It's better than all of your defenses combined. It's more powerful than anything. It is our greatest weapon. It is our greatest defense. Everything in here you can use to your advantage, just as Jesus did in John chapter 8. Before John chapter 8, there's people coming up trying to get him to fall so they can arrest him because they don't like what he's doing. It's just they're coming in waves, coming back at him. They brought this woman to adultery, and later in the chapter, Jesus asks her, where are those who condemned you? She goes, they left. Like, she goes, neither do I condemn you. He forgives. You're not too far gone. You're not. She was caught of one of the worst sins considered in that time. You're not too far gone. You can always come back. You'll always be forgiven. You can use your faith to overcome any situation just as Jesus did. It's your most important thing in the world. That woman was caught of sin. It was bad, but she figured it out. She was brought to Jesus. Jesus found her. Jesus will find you. He won't stop. Just as he did with the 99 sheep, or in the parable, it says a shepherd had 99. One was lost. He went to go find the one. As soon as he found it, he rejoiced. He picked it up on its shoulders. It went back. He called his neighbors. He rejoiced. Jesus will rejoice when he finds you. It says that the angels will rejoice over one lost sinner who is saved rather than 99 believers. They'll rejoice more over one lost than they would after 99 believers. That's how important salvation is to heaven in Jesus. It's how important it is that if you need to just come up and say, Lord, I've sinned. Lord, I'm too far gone. I don't know what to do. I don't know my next step. This has the answer. You can use it. It's meant for you to use it. Even Saul, when he was on the road to Damascus, Jesus found him. Jesus told him that he was on the wrong path. He said, go back to Damascus and you'll see. He went back and he started teaching. He wasn't preaching. He was giving his testimony. He was telling people, I was persecuting Christians just like you. I was killing them. I was helping them. I was arresting them. And then he was saved. He was the worst. He was like one of the worst people in the world, but even he was saved. He changed his name from Saul to Paul, and then he was one of the best. He was one of the best missionaries. He was preaching the word of God. He ended up being stoned for his faith, but even then he believed. The thief on the cross, he was a horrible dude. He was as bad as it could get. But on his deathbed, he saw Jesus on the other cross and he said, remember me when you go up to heaven. Then Jesus said, today you will be with me in paradise. Anybody can be saved. Anybody can use this to back it. Just read it. Study it, remember it, and that's all you have to do. Thank you.